So apparently Heath Ledger won the award for Best Supporting Actor.
Was not able to accept it.
You mean he pulled the Marlon Brando?
No, he didn't send an Indian to get the award for him. Yeah, he sent an apparition.
I didn't know Nolan was British. That's how out of the loop I am.
He is.
I didn't know. Unless he's American and he's pulling Johnny Depp. Is that what's happening?
He's a British gentleman.
Is his brother British as well?
His brother is Kansas.
The band?
And by the way, Cranford did not win. I had all my money riding on it.
Well,
what do you think? You think that that was a pretty stacked category there?
You talk about the Rumor Willis.
They threw in all the really, you know, they had a really, you know, I was kind of pulling for Fiennes. I liked him in Bruges a lot. You got Downey in Tropic Thunder. You got Cruise in Tropic Thunder. Both very good.
All managed to survive.
Who was the other one?
Some other guy. Tom Cruise, Robert Downey, Heath Ledger. Some other guys?
Yeah, there's one other person we're forgetting. Who?
Kenneth Cranham for Cranford?
I hope so.
I thought Brendan Gleeson got nominated too, and Colin Farrell. They did. Must be in a different category.
Best actor, yeah. Who was the any of the actors in The Ruins? Jonathan
Tyler?
Tucker,
right.
Yeah, maybe he was a supportive.
He looked like... Jonathan Tucker looks like he hasn't finished forming as a man.
What? Ralph Fiennes.
Ralph Fiennes. No. You get them mixed up all... It was Joseph Fiennes. You get them mixed up every time. You know who else was good in that? Steven Root.
Have you caught a glimpse of my man Futterman? Is he there yet?
No.
No, but they even if he won, he wouldn't be able to accept his award because they're shooting the sequel right now.
To
The Ruins. They're shooting it. It's coming out like very soon.
You're shitting me.
Nope.
It's gonna be great.
What's it called?
It's called Leafing Las Vegas.
I don't like these jokes.
I'm mad actually that there's not a sequel on the way.
I don't like these jokes at all.
Okay, I'm sorry.
They're very mean. Very mean spirited.
You mean that movie with Eva Mendes?
Perhaps it is. You know,
I've seen her tits.
Who?
Brandi Roderick. Who hasn't, though?
Is that Fraser's wife?
She's one of those people that used to take Hugh Hefner's cum.
So, what do you guys think? What's the night looking like tonight, Steve? Who's taking home the Golden Globe?
Probably The Happening.
The actual Golden Globe?
Yes.
The real Golden Globe, like the one that goes out to everything?
Steve, who's taking home the Golden Globe?
It might be Murmur Hopkins. That's who I'm hoping for.
Oh, shit. I thought we were watching the Golden Globus. All this time.
There's some Superman 4 on here.
Who do you think is going to win Best Picture?
Best Picture?
Mm-hmm. For real.
Norman Rockwell?
Cranford.
For real, though.
Cranford?
What are the nominations?
I don't know. You got Benjamin Button, for sure.
Frost Nixon, The Reader, Revolutionary Road, and Slumdog Millionaire.
Yeah.
A lot of good movies there, except for the ones that aren't, like Revolutionary Road and The Reader.
You see Revolutionary
Road? No.
It's not out yet, right? I mean,
it is out now, I believe.
It's not in cinemas yet, is it? The Reader is, but no one's going to see that.
I think Revolutionary Road opened this week.
Slumdog is a bit of a hit over here. What?
Terrific, terrific movie. Do you agree, Steve?
What? I'm sorry.
Slumdog Millionaire.
Some nudity. Slumdog Millionaire? Brilliant film. It's unbelievable. I thought Judi Dench was great in that.
Yeah, I didn't see Slumdog Millionaire.
What are you looking at nudity on?
I'm not.
Uh-oh.
I'm not anymore.
So far... Oh, that's hideous. So the awards show is continuing apace, and they're just emerging from the commercial break. And what do you think about what the stars are wearing today, Justin?
I haven't really taken
it. Wait, Alec Baldwin, hold on. Oh, it's George Bush. Oh, shit, it's Tom Brokaw.
Why do you got Brokaw there? Well, Brokaw's going to be at something pretty serious here. Tim Russert? Oh, is he going to introduce Frost Nixon?
Oh, he's actually here to promote Brokaw Mountain.
say about Tom? What, about Brokaw Mountain? That's another Heath Ledger ghostly apparitional film.
He looks a little like Johnny Carson from some angles. Tom Brokaw got old, didn't he?
It's a little early. Is this a little early this year for the Golden Globes? It seems a little bit pretty quick.
Any time of the year is too early for the Golden Globes.
Don't they usually have it later?
Why are we? What is Tom Brokaw talking about? Where's Clint Howard?
He couldn't
be there because he was shooting Ice Cream Man 7.
I have not seen
Frost. It is a terrific movie. Do you agree, Steve?
Frost Nixon? It's one of the best films of the year.
Who's your favorite in it?
That's Judi Dench.
I loved how she played Tom.
You know what I never fucking knew? That's the guy from fucking Underworld. Michael Sheen, he's Lucian from fucking Underworld. Not Frank Langella. That's the guy from the Underworld movies.
Is he in the Rise of the Lycan?
He is one of the stars. Nice. He's bare-chested throughout, unlike in Frost Nixon. Oh, it's Colin Farrell. I wonder how many times he's going to say fucking cunt.
Farrell's really turning on my favorite actors lately.
He has like one dimension, but I love it.
What's it like being alone?
How do you like his eyebrows, Steve?
I don't like anything about him. I think he's a shitty actor, really.
Oh, your wife likes him?
I don't know. She might.
She thinks he's cute, and then you hate him now?
She might like him because sometimes she's prone to silliness.
The Badr Meinhof con? What?
Actually, I hope Gamera wins this one.
Gamera got nominated?
Gamera's nominated for this.
Gamera Reynolds?
I don't like Farrell now. Because he's shitty. See, Gamera. I hope Gamera wins. I did see him in Bruges, and I loved it. I did, and I hated it.
You didn't like Miami Vice? It's a great movie.
Well, it's not good.
That's a movie you need to watch again, because a lot of people didn't really like it the first time.
Yeah, I saw Elf.
Colin Farrell?
Yeah. I saw Hart.
Who'd he play in Elf?
The main character?
Oh, shit. He did a great job. Oh, do you catch that? Talking about a coke addiction he used to have. The great thing about Colin Farrell he's not bankable. He's not had any performances that have been really well respected.
Gamera
did not. Yet here he still is. What does Colin Farrell have that keeps him in the spotlight? Because Brad Pitt had it for a while. Like, every movie he made was a failure, but he was still prescient. Or not prescient. He was not prescient. His agent certainly wasn't. But he was still, like, a part of the scene. What the fuck? I disagree. Have you heard of Oceans?
Mr. and Mrs. Smith, I guess that was
big. Huge. Oh, well, I want to see this movie so bad. But Wasp of Bashir. Empire did a thing on it like about 4 or 5 months ago, and I was blown away by the article, and then it was never here.
I think
it's opening like next week here. Russ liked it? Okay, well. I'm my own person. That lady's a norch.
I really wish Gamera had won.
Everything is mistakes.
I just wish he won. It's another injustice dished on by the Golden Globe Awards. The Gamera did not win, and Cranford fucking lost.
Who do you think is going to win the Golden Globe?
Cranford.